going down for coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's a packed plaza. We're at the PNC Bank Plaza down here, East 9th and Euclid, in beautiful downtown Cleveland, Ohio. Just
on a football day.
It is a football day.
Football, the weather.
We're about at the Kids 7 Iron from First Energy Stadium as we get ready. 2 days away from week number two in the National Football League
yards?
Season.
It's further than that.
He's been known to hit it about a buck 75 with a nice breeze behind him when it's breezy, swing easy. So, gentlemen, this game has taken on a lot of significance with the way that the season opener went. It's taken on even more significance following today's announcement from Mike Pettine and the Cleveland Browns that Josh McCown remains in the concussion protocol and that Johnny Manziel will start this game against the Tennessee Titans. Manziel versus Mariota. In a battle of two young quarterbacks and two franchises looking to get on the right track. The Titans, big win in week one. The Browns, disappointing loss in week one. But your reaction to Johnny starting, of course, it is Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, in the Kia out here in PNC Bank Plaza. Come and see us. Matt, Johnny Manziel starting. What do you think about that?
My initial feeling was frustration, just simply after the 17-play drive in week one versus the Jets and the optimism about the offense that Josh McCown, I think, brings to this football team offensively. And then speaking to him in the lunchroom and all signs pointing towards him practicing today and taking part in Friday's practice, which was solidify his role as a starter on Sunday. But all in all, it is what it is at that point. And I think, you know, every Browns fan has to, you know, turn that page. And you can say what if over and over again, but it is what it is. Johnny Manziel will start. The great thing, if you're looking to, again, take an optimistic approach in this football game, he got all the reps Wednesday. He got all the reps Thursday. He'll get all the reps Friday to be the guy. And that was the one concern just listening to other radio shows throughout the week, is that if Josh McCown were to practice on Friday, he missed out on the 2 days worth of work. So he's coming into this week, even as a veteran, a little bit handicapped for the Tennessee Titans, but it's all in on Johnny, and of course Austin Davis most likely will be up as the backup quarterback.
Absolutely. The kid?
Next man up. This isn't Powerpuff football. This is the National Football League. You can't expect that your players, I mean, you of course don't want McCown to get banged up in week one, but that's why you have a backup quarterback that's prepared to play. I, for one, am excited to see what Johnny can do, and I believe that he'll be successful. If he can't be successful against this defense, I think he's really going to have trouble being successful anywhere.
And one other shocking takeaway, guys, and I said this to you off air, is Josh McCown, who was visibly frustrated on the sideline, being kind of tested by the independent neurologist on the sideline, frustration, walking to the locker room, constantly saying to the media that he's fine, to the independent neurologist that he's fine. All week he's been fine. When I talked to him, he said, like, dude, I didn't want to come out. I was good. But somebody saw something at that point to pull him out of the football game, and then someone has seen something Wednesday, Thursday, and of course Friday to not pull him out of that protocol. So it's really a scary moment to me as a former player after playing 8 years, and the guys that have played longer than I did, shorter than I did, going back 5 years without the emphasis on concussion or the head trauma. How many guys played concussed or with the headaches, just not wanting to come out of the football game? Because 5 years ago, Josh McCown takes that hit. You know, you ask how many fingers I'm holding up, and he goes back in the next series.
Right, doesn't miss a play.
He would miss a play, let alone a full game this early in the season. So it's scary to me, and of course, as the emphasis has been put on player safety, it's scary as a former player, and you can understand now why the lawsuits and the class action lawsuits are out there by the former players. Guys that played way before I did and longer than I did are really fighting for their lives at this point.
Absolutely, and that's why you see, you know, you go and you look at the lawsuit against the league. The league is trying to protect itself. It wants to survive, maintain, and sustain, and they need to do that with concussions. The big money is when they can finally develop a helmet that prevents concussions, that's going to be a gold mine for football and really be important to the game. Is it possible? I don't even know, but I'm sure people much smarter than I are going to be working on that. So here's what I think about Johnny. I'm excited. I'm excited to see it. And Mark Dominic, the former general manager of Tampa Bay Buccaneers, is on ESPN today saying, you know, the trouble for the Browns is you made a lot of win-now moves, but in reality for this franchise and where it is going and where it currently is, the most important question to answer at the end of 2015 is, can Johnny Manziel be your starting quarterback for the long term? And the only way to answer that question is to have him play, take the full reps in practice, and start him. So this is an opportunity to get your first glimpse at that. I think that he showed that he was much more prepared against the Jets than he had been at any point in his rookie season. He's made progress from the pocket. Is he still very much a work in progress? Yes, I think you'd like to have him marinate a little bit more before throwing him out there, but this is going to be a good opportunity and a good test to see really how far along is he.
You're definitely right, and I'll throw this question out to you guys and anybody out there, 216-578-0850. Is there a hook for Johnny Manziel's play on Sunday, knowing you have a guy that has started football games in the National Football League and won? There is no hook.
No hook.
There is
this
no hook.
This is Johnny's
no
game.
Grind it out, lose it, as bad as it's going
to
get.
I mean, I guess if it got like to last year's proportion, then maybe you cut him in the middle of the game. I mean,
that's my question.
Cut him in the middle.
If you're pulling him out for Austin Rivers.
Austin Davis.
Yeah, I'd like to call him Austin Rivers.
Okay.
If you're pulling him out for Austin Rivers, then you're saying he is never going to be our quarterback.
Okay.
I mean, that guy's a journeyman
quarterback.
That's why I asked. Yes. And I would say to the Johnny speculation, and people nationally are saying he was so horrible last week, I completely disagree. He turned the ball over a couple times, yes. But to me, he looked much more comfortable in the pocket, and he looked like a National Football League quarterback last week as opposed to last year.
I agree with that, and that's the cause for hope. And when he was not under pressure, he averaged nearly 9 yards an attempt against the Jets. The key is going to be, again, for this offensive line to get the job done. And we are going to go now to the other side of the ball for the Cleveland Browns. We go to the Ohio Business Machines hotline and welcome in the two-time Pro Bowl cornerback of your Cleveland Browns, Joe Hayden. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
We're doing very well. Before we get into the business of football, let's talk about the business of helping people around the Ohio area and, of course, the 17th annual Taste of the Browns, which helps the Greater Cleveland Food Bank tackle hunger. You are one of the basically hosts of this event, one of the ambassadors from the Cleveland Browns. Talk a little bit about the Taste.
Oh, man, I think it's going to be a great event. You know, ever since I've been here in Cleveland, I've been participating, and Joe T's actually been the guy for the past couple of years, and I thought I'd go ahead and take it up off his hands.
Joe, you're very involved in the community. You embody what a Cleveland Brown is meant to be. Where do you get that philanthropic bone in your body in giving back, not only with your time but your resources as well?
My mom and dad, my parents, definitely. They instilled that in me in a young age. You know what I'm saying? Just always being able to give back, treat people like the way you want to be treated, and not always touch me. And just being able to be blessed and be fortunate in the position that I am. I mean, I have the resources and the time to be able to do it. So, I mean, I feel like if the shoe was on the other foot, I want them to do it for me. So it's always a no-brainer.
Joe, let's go back to last Sunday. Didn't go the way that you guys wanted it to against the Jets. What do you guys have to do to kind of bounce back and play the kind of football that you all expect to play against the Titans on Sunday?
Oh, man, we got to play. We got to come out and we got to play hard. We got to be focused. We got to play angry, man. We got to get back to that Cleveland Brown football. If we're going to be a dominating defense, it has to start early. We got to be able to stop the run. And also when it's third down, we got to do a better job of getting off the field on third down. You know, when we put our playmakers in position like myself to make plays, you got to make them. So, you know, it's just people making plays, and you got to be able to go out there and just play hard and play relentless and get to the ball. So, you know, I think it's just a whole overall mental, and I think everybody has a bad taste in their mouth, and we just can't wait to get back on the field and, you know, show what this defense is really going to be for this season.
Joe, you've always been a mentor and someone that Johnny Manziel has looked to throughout his time here in Cleveland. Just give us the insight or the mentality of a guy on the other side of the ball in support of now starting quarterback Johnny Manziel, who will take on the Titans this Sunday.
Say that one more time.
No, just your support of Johnny Manziel, who was named the starter for this coming this coming football game versus the Titans.
Oh yeah, man, dude, Johnny. The thing was, I'm glad too, because he's out there right now getting reps with the ones, getting his timing down. You know, just getting the grasp of the game plan. So I think he's been having a good week of practice this week, and I'm excited for him to go out there and show what he can do after he has a full week of practice with the ones.
Joe, obviously last week we all expected the defensive backfield to be, frankly, the strength of the team. Didn't work out so well in week one. What do you guys do this week in practice to get back to making sure that you're the dominant unit on this defense?
We just got to get back to the basics, you know, man on man. You got to be able to win your one-on-one battles and things like that. And the thing is, I don't feel like he threw for 176 and two touchdowns. He didn't threat us to make us feel that bad, but it's just like we got to be able to make plays. When they come our way, we got to be able to make those plays.
Joe, talk about Johnny Manziel's kind of progression from year one to year two. We've heard a lot about it. But, you know, you see it. You're there in practice. He got all the reps with the ones this week. We saw him come in and look more prepared against the Jets than, frankly, he may have at points in his rookie season, even when he was slated to start the game. How far along is he in his development here in year number two?
I mean, you know, he's definitely – I'm not going to say he's Tom Brady or anything, but he has ways to go. But he's been doing a whole lot better, just getting the grasp of the complete offense, you know, seeing more comfortable – understanding what's going on out there. So I think the big thing is just getting reps, and now he's comfortable, he's understanding the offense, and it looks like things are slowing down a little bit for him.
We're talking with Browns Pro Bowl cornerback Joe Haden, who will be the co-chair of the Taste of the Browns. That's this Monday at First Energy Stadium. Going to be an absolutely phenomenal, phenomenal event that helps the Greater Cleveland Food Bank tackle hunger. So be sure to check that out again. It's at First Energy Stadium Monday, September the 21st. Joe is one of the co-chairs of that event. Some great items there. Joe Hayden's favorite things gift basket. What's in that gift basket, Joe? What are your favorite things?
Well, just to give you, I got a PS4 in there for
a pair of Jordans. Got to be in there, right, Joe?
Definitely.
The PSO. Be sure to go out there and check that out. Again, a very important cause. Joe Haden, a part of that. Joe, let's go ahead and talk about getting back in front of the dog pound. How important is that to this team, and what do you guys want to show the home fans on Sunday?
Yeah, we know that, you know, after all that hype up for week one, getting everybody excited, you know, we had so much, like, all our marbles in there, and it didn't go the way that we wanted. We just want to make sure our fans know that, you know, that wasn't the – we're as sick as they are, trust me. Like, stomach hurt, I felt messed up the whole week. So just notice that we're ready to get out there. We're ready to play in front of our home crowd for the season opener. And just show them what they got. Show them what we want our team to be this year.
Take us inside the locker room for a second. You know, Marcus Mariota goes out. He's the second overall pick in the draft, so obviously he comes with a lot of hype. And then he goes out and has a perfect quarterback rating, and people are already dubbing him, you know, Tom Brady out there after one game in the NFL. You guys are a prideful bunch. Is this something that you want to come out and say, "Ha, we're going to make this guy look like a rookie"?
Oh, see, I like the way you did that. But, you know, we want to go out there. We want to go out there and just show that we're going to be one of the top defenses in the league. And Mariota, he's a great quarterback. He's a great college quarterback, and he did an amazing job for Tampa. You know, he's getting the ball out of his hands really fast, hitting his reads. So we just want to make sure that we can stay we stay locked in on our receivers, and just make the looks a little bit more difficult. Try to confuse them. You know, what I'm saying, make them read our coverages.
It's not often that you play an opponent in consecutive years that is not a division opponent, and yet you're doing that here with the Tennessee Titans. You guys had the largest road comeback in NFL history in that game. Do you think there's a little extra bad blood or a little extra juice in this game based on what happened last year down in Nashville?
Oh, I would think so, because if the shoe was on the other foot, it would for sure be this way.
It certainly would be. And one guy who used to be wearing your uniform and just a few weeks ago now with the Titans, Terrence West, you think you guys there might be some pleasantries exchanged on the field in this one?
It's going to be plenty of pleasantries on this field with T. West. I love T. West, but it's going to be some pleasantries for sure.
All right, Joe, thank you so much for taking time out. Good luck on Sunday. We're all eager to see the Browns handle their business against the Tennessee Titans. And again, thank you for your support, being the co-chair of course, the 17th annual Taste of the Browns to help the Cleveland Food Bank tackle hunger. Joe Haden, Pro Bowl cornerback, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, when we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines. I'm sure you guys have a lot to say as Johnny Manziel already makes his first start of the 2015 football season. And there's a question that's got to be on everybody's mind, right? If he goes out there and plays a good game, does he start week three?
No.
Even if he goes out and lights it up.
Josh McCown has done nothing but perform well in mini camps, training camps.
What did Drew Bledsoe do wrong in New England?
Well, that's Tommy Terrific. Let's
That was a sixth-round pick out of Michigan at the time.
who had led the scout team for the entire year previous to that and dominated the scout team.
So you're saying scout team domination
versus a guy that
versus
was out
a
in
guy
the bars.
That starts and wins the. I'm saying he starts and
and
plays
a
good
pick.
Game.
It's Josh McCown's job.
I agree with Kid. I agree with Kid.
If Johnny Manziel goes out there and the Browns win this game and he plays a very good game at quarterback, he is starting in week three.
I think that's a panic move. If Josh McCown was the better quarterback coming into the season, him getting dinged on the head after a 97-yard drive is if he's
all right, we're gonna continue this debate when we come back. Because I think it's an interesting point. I'm sure people will weigh in on as well. And look, great problem to have, right? When we love to be talking about this is the issue that Johnny played so well and the Browns won. So what are they gonna do at quarterback?
We're talking about this.
It's the lock of the century,
well,
according to the Kid.
We're gonna.
We'll get there when we get there.
We win, you won our job next week. We lose, you don't.
Yes. Why wasn't that up for auction? It should be like host Cleveland Browns Daily the Mondays after bad losses. That should have been like one of the auction
prizes. $1.50.
No, you pay us. All right, we'll be back with more Cleveland Browns Daily. PNC Bank Plaza in beautiful downtown Cleveland.